From the PSIASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon, I'm George Thomas. You're listening to First Chair. What a fun topic we have for you this evening. Ben Potts is joining us. And Ben, we're going to be talking about the Rookie Academy coming up this summer.
Yeah, it's coming up quick. The Southern Hemisphere is going to be getting snow in no time.
So what is Rookie Academy?
So Rookie Academy is a collective that's run by a guy named Dean Hunter. Dean is a New Zealander, and he's been running Rookie Academy for 30 years now, and they specialize in instructor training. Kind of the atmosphere that he creates with Rookie Academy is to bring in national team members from different countries all over the world and have them train together and train instructors together. And it creates an amazing environment of sharing ideas and talking about skiing.
So it's called Rookie Academy. I've taught now for 36 years, and that sounds like something I would love to attend.
Yeah, it's not just for rookies. Part of Rookie Academy is they do offer some level one certifications. PSIA is looking to offer a level one and a level two certification with Rookie Academy this summer in New Zealand. But there's training for all levels, up through being examiners or high-level trainers. There's something for everybody with that group, for sure.
So we want to give this out a few times throughout the podcast and then hopefully link it in the description. But Rookie Academy is, you can get more information at rookieacademy.com, correct?
Correct. Yep. You can even sign up on their email list on the website, and they'll send you more information as we get closer to the camps actually firing up in July.
So what kind of a time commitment are people looking at if they're interested in doing something like this? I mean, it sounds like a really great learning opportunity.
Some of the normal time commitments are doing a 3-week program with PSIA's level two. We're also offering a 5-week and an 8-week program. But it's very flexible based on what someone's looking for. You can definitely do a week if that's what suits you. From traveling from the U.S. down to New Zealand, I think it's really nice to spend a bit more time skiing with the crew than just a week. But there's something for everybody.
Now, how did you get familiar with Rookie Academy?
That's kind of a funny story, Dean. I've actually worked back when Trouble Cone had their own ski school. I worked for Trouble Cone Ski School, and this was when I was a pretty new instructor. And Jonathan Ballou, another national team member with PSIA, was down there working with Rookie Academy, and I hadn't met him yet. And he was down there with Dean and a couple other trainers sitting at a table one night after skiing, and I happened to go over and chat with him, and that was like my first intro to what Rookie Academy was. And then getting to see him out on the hill training throughout the season, it had always been something that I wanted to be a part of. So I'm really, really grateful that I've had a chance to work with that group.
Now, Trouble Cone, that's the name of the resort in New Zealand?
Correct. Yep. Trouble Cone is the largest ski area on the South Island of New Zealand. And that is the home base of Rookie Academy. There's some chat going on about branching out and creating the opportunity to check out some other mountains in New Zealand this year as well. But Trouble Cone is an exceptional mountain. It has some of the best terrain you're going to find anywhere in the Southern Hemisphere. And it's just a great place to get a train and ski at every day.
What's the community like? I mean, you're there looking at making a 3 to almost all summer commitment.
So Wanaka is the name of the town that everyone stays in, the closest town to Treble Cone, and it is my favorite place I've ever lived. It's right on Lake Wanaka, and it's just absolutely beautiful. The town itself claims to be about 9,000 people. I think that's including the surrounding area, because it's very much got just a really small town, laid-back feel to it. It's got some awesome restaurants. It's just a beautiful place.
And then can you tell us kind of what it's, I mean, what goes on during the day at Rookie Academy? You've coached there for a season, looking forward to the upcoming season. I mean, you've got a lot to offer, so I know this is a pretty out there question, but I mean, what is kind of a typical sliding on snow day as far as like what you experience when you're out on the hill? And then are there also classes and things that you would be attending in the off hours?
Right. So, you know, the normal day is, so in New Zealand, like skiing at Treble Cone, you drive up to the mountain. There's some different forms of transportation, whether you're taking the bus or carpooling, getting up to the mountain. But it is a little bit of a drive from Wanaka up to the hill. So you have that little trip in the morning. And then once you're up on the hill, you usually have time for a warm-up run before you meet with your group. Usually groups are set up on a week-long plan for a week of training or coaching. And after your warm-up run, if you've had your breakfast, get all that taken care of, you're out for the day with your crew. You'll have lunch with your crew. You know, the day runs from about 9 to 3. And then after skiing for the day, everyone heads back down to Wanaka. And Dean does a great job at planning both some social events as well as some educational events that are in the mix during the Rookie Academy week. So there'll be some social nights in town where all the trainers from, you know, all the different countries, as well as the participants from all over the world, everybody goes out and just, you know, has a good time, has something to eat, something to drink. And then there's also some educational nights where there'll be different team members that will speak on a topic and field questions and, you know, really just creating that environment of people that are curious about skiing and want to learn more about skiing. It is the perfect place for that.
So what all is included? Again, this is rookieacademy.com. What all is included in the typical registration fee? Are there different tiers? Can you get your travel, your room and board, and your lesson? Is there something you can do that's not quite as extensive? How does that all come together?
Right. So on the website, you know, there's some different ways to have that set up on whether the, you know, the accommodation and the transport to and from the hill is included with your camp or camp's price. And again, you know, Dean is great about being flexible and, you know, helping getting people set up on a program that's going to work for them.
And then anything you recommend people bring with them to New Zealand? I know when people would come up and train out here in Oregon in the summer, you would say, you know, you really have to bring clothing for every condition. And people are thinking it's going to be 100 degrees up on the glacier. And sometimes it is, but it can also be freezing cold and snowing. So what are conditions typically like in New Zealand during those months?
You know, I would describe the conditions as being pretty variable. There tends to be some of everything, whether that's, you know, a couple of awesome powder days, some warm days where you get like a lot of that that freeze-thaw cycle going on, just in terms of snow conditions and temperatures. I would say plan on being prepared for a little bit of everything on that side, because there's just some big changes that happened with the the snow day to day up at Treble Cone. And I think that is one of the great advantages for training there, is you get to ski on such a wide variety of snow conditions. And that's awesome for training.
And Ben, you know, the first time I skied during the summer, a few weeks, I could not believe the difference that made the following winter. It kind of blew me away how much faster I picked everything up. Do you notice that? And do people that attend camps like this seem to have that kind of a jump when it comes back to getting on their sliding equipment in the winter months back here?
Absolutely. You know, I think having, you know, at least a 2 or 3 week opportunity to get some summer skiing in, if you have that, it really helps connect those seasons together, and that your learning curve when you get back on your skis for your, say, that next regular season seems to just accelerate so much quicker. I have come to find that's really vital for myself, is having some of that summer ski time. And I think it's for anyone who's looking to continue to grow and develop within PSIA, I think it's a huge opportunity.
And how long are you typically in New Zealand? How long were you down there last summer, and what are you looking at doing this summer?
So last summer I was there for about 7 weeks. This summer, similar program, something in that 7-8 week window of time down there. I'm sure I'm going to be doing some of the spring into summer skiing in Colorado as well. And for myself, I find it important just to manage that I have some time off snow as well over the course of the summer, because I find myself getting carried away with it once in a while, that I just enjoy it so much.
Again, rookieacademy.com for more information. Ben, anything you want to add in conclusion?
Just other than the website, you can check out Rookie Academy's Instagram. Josh Duncan Smith posts a ton of awesome stuff on there, and you can see some shots of some of the different trainers, and some shots of Treble Cone, and get a little bit of a feel for what that looks like as well.
Well, Ben Potts, I really want to thank you so much for joining us on First Chair. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks, George.
From the PSIA ASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon, I'm George Thomas.